Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 4 degrees under sunny skies outside. Not going to get much warmer out there. In fact, we've got a windshield advisory in effect through the overnight hours, and it's plenty cold in Wisconsin, at least 10 below in parts of far northern Wisconsin as it approached the lunch hour. In the meantime, southern Wisconsin had a relative heat wave with temperatures hovering at least in the teens, but wind chills in the minus teens in many spots here, currently 16 below it feels like outside. National Weather Service has wind chill advisories across the state, but things should warm up by tomorrow and beyond. We're expecting a high possibly in the 20s by this weekend. New this noon, the Sartori Company has announced plans to expand and renovate its plants in Plymouth and Antigo. The $14 million project, focused on upgrading equipment, is expected to create up to 53 new jobs. The project is designed to enhance safety and sustainability, improve ergonomics for employees, and expand capacity and capabilities for future ongoing growth. The work is scheduled to begin next year, which is Sartori's 75th anniversary. In other news, fire caused major structural damage to a building in downtown Ripon with interconnected stores and upstairs apartments this morning. No one was injured and apartment dwellers were able to get safely out of the Watson Street building. Ripon Fire District Chief Tim Saul says it could have been a deadly fire.
This fire had deadly potential. Fortunately, I would assume that people got awoken by smoke detectors. So I encourage residents again to make sure smoke detectors work because it had deadly potential.
He says other buildings sustained smoke and fire damage, and the extreme cold did not affect the water they were using to put out the blaze. Ripon Fire did get help from about 15 other fire departments. 23 people were displaced by the fire. The Red Cross is assisting them. Emergency personnel were busy in the town of Rhine last night, two rollovers within minutes of each other and only 2 miles apart. Mike Kinzel has more.
Authorities said that 43-year-old Timothy Schatzer of Plymouth rolled his truck on Garten Road shortly before 9 last night. He was flown to Thayer Clark in Neenah with severe injuries and cited for drunk driving. Then just 2 minutes later, 16-year-old Stuart Zelly of Elkhart Lake rolled his SUV on Snake Road. He and a passenger, 16-year-old Sarah Thomas of Elkhart Lake, were also hospitalized. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
A Sheboygan man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for his part in a major drug distribution ring. 30-year-old Randy Martinez was arrested in May of last year and was recently sentenced in federal court. Martinez was finding people to drive vehicles from Texas to Wisconsin with marijuana and cocaine. He also helped to get packages in the mail to Wisconsin and assisted in laundering up to $500,000 for drug payments. The drugs were being sold in our area of the state. Two Sheboygan residents who wanted to get out of work have been charged with making bomb threats. 23-year-old Thomas Smith and 20-year-old Nicole Morgan allegedly left notes in the men's bathroom at NEMAC, formerly J.L. French, on several occasions over the past 2 years, most recently in October. According to the criminal complaint filed yesterday, they were busted by surveillance video. They both could get up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. The chairman of the House Budget Committee says the bipartisan deal put together by committee leaders is a good first step.
We know that this budget agreement doesn't come close to achieving what we want to achieve on our ultimate fiscal goals. If we can get a step in the right direction, we're going to take that step.
Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan speaking. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says while she's pleased to see a bipartisan effort, she's disappointed that the budget agreement does not address the looming expiration of benefits for the long-term unemployed. We're hearing from Germantown's police chief for the first time after a pileup on 4145 over the weekend. Eric Grillert has more.
Police estimate 100 vehicles crashed in a 3-mile stretch on Sunday. DOT cameras show people driving way too fast for conditions. Germantown Police Chief Peter Hale says drivers using proper caution were involved in the crash through no fault of their own.
They were victimized by people going too fast, either rear-ended or sideswiped or T-boned.
Police chief says the department is considering penalizing drivers who clearly broke the law, but it won't be easy to identify them using the DOT video.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
A California-based animal rights group has released a video depicting dairy cows being seriously abused at a Greenleaf farm in Brown County. Robert Kennedy has details.
Matt Rice with Mercy for Animals says it's an undercover video shot at Wheezy Brothers Dairy Farm in Greenleaf.
We feel that the Americans have a right to know where their food comes from, and unfortunately, these factory farms thrive in secrecy.
The farm says it fired two employees, reassigned a third, along with revising its animal care and employee oversight policies. Wheezy used to supply its milk to Foremost Farms USA. Foremost supplies dairy products to Nestle, which asked that the farm be dropped. Brown County sheriffs are also investigating. Robert Kennedy, WHBL News.
History buffs will have a chance to cook and eat a 19th century meal next month. The Wade House, the 1860 Stagecoach Inn at Greenbush, and a state historical site will have a hearthside dinner on January 25th. Participation is limited to 20 people, and those 20 will make a meal from the 1860s using a fireplace and a stove, just like they did back then. And after dinner, they'll have to clean up the table, wash the dishes, and sweep the hearth the way folks used to do it a century and a half ago. Similar events are scheduled to take place in February, March, and April. Well, bundle up out there, folks. 4 degrees currently outside, and temperatures not going to get much warmer. Wind chills at 16 below zero. They could get as low as 20 today, but plenty of sunshine out there. Wind chill advisory in effect overnight as temperatures will drop to 5 below. Wind chills at least 20 below. We will warm up tomorrow, though, a high near 16 with mostly cloudy skies. Currently, it is 12:06 as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg.